So the topic for this workshop is working within steps 4 to 6. So we've got three speakers, and our first speaker on step 4 is Stacy. So I'll hand over to you, Stacy.
Thank you. Hi, Stacy. I'm a debtor. I'm out of New York City. I haven't incurred a debt in over 5 years. My home group in the real world is the Friday night self-employed meeting on 12th Street. I want to thank Shauna for asking me to speak, and I also want to thank Jonathan for coordinating and sending me the emails and helping me get everything going. So thank you for that and for everybody doing service. So I want to read something briefly from the 12 Steps of Debtors Anonymous, just to kind of frame the conversation. We found that humility was essential to honest self-examination. Being humble meant we saw ourselves just as we were, with our grandiosity and self-deprecation. It was the quality that allowed us to keep things in perspective. Throughout this process, we depended on a power greater than ourselves for guidance. We kept in mind what that in doing a fourth step, we were beginning this, we were beginning to fulfill the commitment we made in step 3. We are not alone in our self-examination. We had a spiritual source. So I was going to generally just share my experience around step 4. I've been around since 2004. I've been consistently coming to DA since then. And I kind of bumbled around and consistently was doing the PRGs and things, but I hadn't really locked in with the sponsor till a few years in, I want to say 2 or 3 years in. And my sponsor sent me the email that had all of the step work. And basically I would write it, read it over the phone to him. And then when we got to step 4, I wrote everything out and we sat together in a diner. I have double digit sobriety. I had double digits in the beverage program before I came to the money program. And so I had this kind of perspective, and I have to tell you, I this is going to sound crazy, but if I needed to tell people, hey, you know, I'm really sorry how I got drunk and took my clothes off and it was embarrassing, and, you know, I kissed your wife, you know, I'm sorry, I really make amends for that. That was easier than going to people about money issues. Money, there was just this level of shame that I can't explain. It was harder to walk into, and even in the first time I had to make financial amends in the money program, in the beverage program, you know, I did that, but DA had me look deeper into the causes and the things I did. And I would say the first time I did the past, it was like surface level, but this time it was more, it expanded my view of how being a debtor impacted my life and the life of others. So when I got to DA, you know, I was with my wife, and when we were dating, you know, before I got to DA, there were marshals at our front door serving notices. And I was spending a lot of time down at 111 Center Street Courthouse. And, you know, I didn't think I was impacting another human being's life. But I had to see how I affected my wife's health. I had to see how I was affecting her well-being. I got to see how, when I was in financial scrapes, how I caused people to worry. And there were things that I just never thought about, how I would compromise on things for my health because I didn't have health insurance, how my behaviors or things I would choose not to do because I didn't have health insurance or things like that, not going on vacations, not doing quality of life things that were important to sustain a relationship. And so there was just all of these things that I never really looked at. And I never looked at it
from 5 minutes left.
Thank you, Patricia. So those were the beginnings of kind of looking at the world from a different point of view, other than because it was interesting. It wasn't like, hey, go make amends to your creditors, right? It was more go make amends to your creditors and pay those bills. Yes, that's the obvious part. But the most impactful part to me was go make amends to the people whose lives you impacted in a negative way and how you impacted them. I never, ever had to look at that. I never focused on that. I never focused on when I took money from my company, because I came in through the self-employment program. When I took money from the company because I chased the dream and I chased it beyond fiscal responsibility, how I impacted those employees' lives, how I impacted not only their life and their employment, but their homes and the stresses in their lives and their families. My decisions had a ripple effect all the way down the line. And I never, ever, ever saw that till step four had me looking at that aspect of things. The other thing that was really important when I got to do step four was the questions that the inventory asks. And as I answered them, you're taking stock and trade over of your behavior. And my behavior was all about, I don't know where the answers are coming from, so I'm not going to financially look at my bills and I'm not going to pay attention to it. I'm going to put my head in the sand and I'm just going to try and figure it out. But I'm not going to, if I don't have enough money, I'm not going to deal with it. And I would close the windows and close the doors and just not answer anybody. And that didn't work either. And I got to see that pattern. And what you taught me here was, okay, maybe you don't have enough money to pay all the bills, but call everybody, tell them what's going on, and make arrangements with them because you're impacting the lives of others. Don't just not call or answer your email or not answer your phone and turn everything off as if that was a solution. That was my go-to behavior when I didn't have enough money. I never thought of the idea of if you have $100, pay $25 each to these people versus I owe them all $100 and I can't do it, so I'm just not going to talk to anybody. Living in New York and having a lot of my vendors in New York, I would be walking down the street and see some vendor and, you know, pull your baseball cap down or go down a different street. But when I started to learn to make those honest calls, I realized everybody goes through cash flow issues and people just appreciated you letting them know. And that allowed them the ability to make decisions around their business if they knew that money wasn't coming. And how free you become is you don't ever get completely free of having financial challenges, but it was you became free of the imprisonment and the shame around, oh, I don't have enough money, so I'm just going to close the windows, close the doors, and not talk to anybody. So there was a lot of freedom in that the fourth step showed me how my actions were affecting others down the line that I just never saw. So I have 30 seconds left, but I just wanted to say that the relationship that the literature talks about with God and the spiritual aspect, I think is really key because God does want me to be happy, joyous, and free. And this is part of that process to being able to open the channels to that relationship. Thank you very much for letting me be of service.
Thanks very much, Stacey. Very good to listen to you. Now I'm going to introduce our next speaker, Julia, who's going to share with us on step five.
Thank you very much. I'm Julia, recovering debtor in Austin, Texas. Grateful to be here. I have not incurred unsecured debt since August 13th, 2018. So yesterday was 3 years, and I'm grateful to be here. And I want to thank everyone who's doing service and the first speaker and everyone who's organized this day. It's really an amazing thing. And I'm grateful to be here. A little nervous. I feel like there's a lot I can say on this step, and I'm not sure what I can fit into 10 minutes, but I will do my best. And I've been in DA since 1992. And in 1992, I had been out of college for a couple of years. I had a degree from a fancy university, and I could not earn money. I was spending most of my time sitting in a chair, an old smelly chair, writing in my journal, trying to figure out my life. And in the meantime, trying to live on nothing and paying my bills late. I was in therapy that I couldn't afford. I was stealing face cream from one of my housemates, just completely unmanageable and also completely obsessed with myself and really had no idea how my debting was affecting people around me, particularly people I lived with. And so it's been a long journey, and things are very different now. You know, I've been self-supporting for a long time, and have done a lot of things related to my vision. And it took me about a year to stop debting. And in those intervening years, you know, I had here and there paying bills late and so forth, and that was what my last debting was paying some bills late. But I never went back to the behavior that I was doing before. I've been pretty much self-supporting and staying on top of things. But step four, you know, over the years, I had DA sponsors here and there, did a little bit of step work, but I had never really had a DA sponsor and gone all the way through the steps until the last couple of years. And with my current sponsor, I did a very thorough fourth step, and it took a long time. And the fifth step took a long time. My sponsor lives in another state, so we were doing it over the phone. And I'm deeply grateful for the time that my sponsor gave me. And I was just in the being a sponsor workshop, and someone talked about sponsorship as holding space. And I think that was something that my sponsor did that was really important for me. For my fifth step was just being there and allowing me the time to talk about what needed to be talked about. I used the AA Big Book format for my fourth step, and it also included a complete employment history, looking at every job I've had. And I went through and looked at all the resentments, looked at my part, did the four column chart. And in the process of doing that, some things kind of arose as I was writing. When I was writing my resentments, I realized that I also had a lot of gratitude toward a lot of the people I resented. So I added another column for gratitude. And then when I was looking at my part, I realized that there were some things I had done well. And so I added a column for things I had done well. And when I did my fourth step, I went all the way in. When we did that resentment part, and we went all the way through the four column chart without looking at those two additional columns, so that I could really look at my resentments, what it affected, and at my part. And, you know, it was just the going from the fourth step to the fifth step was so important for breaking isolation and learning to trust someone, and in the process, letting my higher power be part of the process. You know, I got a lot out of just the writing process in my fourth step, but when I was able to share it, you know, it also helped me to move through a lot of the shame that I had. And
5 minutes left.
Thank you. My sponsor also, you know, asked some questions as I went that helped me get a much deeper understanding of different situations and what I was really looking at. And also helped me to be gentle with myself in situations where I was beating myself up unnecessarily. My sponsor also helped me to see areas where I needed to take responsibility, where, you know, especially for things that happened in my early recovery and when I was in my disease, I was so much about myself that, as I said, I never realized how much I was affecting other people. You know, I just thought, you know, poor me, I have no money, and, you know, who's going to fix this for me? And that affected a lot of the people in my life over many years. When I looked at my employment history, I was able to really see, you know, when I started looking at the jobs I'd had since I was in recovery, how things had started to change. And working with my sponsor, I was able to also, she really helped me acknowledge some of that and the growth that I had found in the program. And my sponsor also helped me with the fear inventory and the sex inventory and going through a lot of things that I thought I could never talk about with anyone, and I was able to talk about. And my sponsor really normalized a lot of it. You know, there's so much that I had just been carrying a lot of shame about and thought I was the only person who ever did this. And my sponsor shared some of her experience and helped me to see that, you know, it was all part of being human. And, you know, there were things I had done that I wasn't proud of, but I didn't have to beat myself up and I didn't have to live in shame about that. And the other thing was also about being teachable. You know, the fourth step taught me a lot, but it was only my own perceptions, my own understanding of what had happened and my life. And so letting in my sponsor really helped me to see things from a different perspective and get out of thinking I knew everything. And just kind of shedding light on everything that, you know, on all my resentments, on everything I'd been through, on all the things I had done, just bringing it out of, you know, these kind of hidden places in my heart and bringing it into the light where it could be seen. And the way it happened for me in doing my fourth and fifth step was that I wrote that whole resentment and employment history part of the fourth step. And I'd written a lot. So we went ahead and started the fifth step before I had finished all the parts of that big book format. And some of it I went back and wrote later and then did the fifth step on that.
1 minute left.
Thank you. Later on. And my sponsor also helped me to look at where to go from the fifth step instead to start looking at step six and how to take all those patterns that I identified, all those exact nature of my wrongs that I had shared with my sponsor, with my higher power, and with myself, and to start working through those and to move into step six. So I'm really grateful to be here, really grateful that you're all here, and thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Julia. I'm now going to welcome Oscar, who's our third speaker, and Oscar's going to speak on step six. Over to you, Oscar.
Yeah, hi, my name is Oscar. I'm a debtor. My home group is the Bayswater meeting. I'm based in London, by the way. So it's the Bayswater meeting, 11 a.m. Saturdays, currently on Zoom. So thank you, everybody. And thank you, all the people that have done service to make this conference possible. You know, I'm a little bit fried a little bit from convocation, but I'm really glad to be able to share my experience with step six, you know, and a little bit of a disclaimer. All the opinions are more or less my opinions. You know, I'm not speaking on DA's behalf, and take what you want, leave the rest. There's a lot of other kind of things out there. So yeah, if something resonates, good. If it doesn't, well, just don't worry about it. So basically, step six, we are entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. So why I was ready, I guess the magic is because I just did a step five. So all my defects of character, you know, my life was on my face in a way, you know, and a little bit like my finances. If you ask me, you know, what my life was, you know, I will just idealize everything, living in a fantasy world. But after step five, I'm kind of in the right size. Everything is real. And I'm not like in this fantasy limbo where I'm as kind of an uncomprehended superhero or something. Fantasy is a big part of my disease, you know, if before doing DA, if you ask me how much I had in the bank, I will think of a big amount. If you ask me how much my debts were, it will be probably something smaller. So it was always kind of completely out of reality. So in this case, now that I'm facing with step six, the important thing is that I'm on the right side. I really know what my defects of characters are, and then there's kind of there is God involved, and it's kind of a spiritual step too. So it's for me, it's kind of completing the path that it was open when I started doing my step two and three. You know, like that kind of started open kind of the idea of a higher power and an influence on my life. Pretty much convinced also that landing in DA was the consequence of my step six in my previous fellowship that was AA. So in a way, trying to improve my defects of character, and I ended up in DA because there was a lot of stuff that at the end of the day, just one fellowship couldn't handle. And I have to kind of look help also for the issues that I have with money. So that's kind of also good to know that the more will be revealed, you know, like I'm more or less convinced that nothing is set on stone, that my beliefs today might change tomorrow a little bit. You know, I don't know, if I was born in the Middle Ages, I would probably think that the earth is flat. So probably some of the stuff that I know now I take for granted would end up being false or something. And same goes for my behaviors, you know. It's not like probably before recovery, I used to say, you know, that's my nature, that's how I am, you know. If you don't let me be, let me. And even still in recovery, I think one of the issues was that I got a little bit wrong the idea of a higher power. I was living in the day, but I was kind of I can spend everything today and God will help me tomorrow and it should be okay. In a way it is, it can be, but not in a serene way. So And I also don't know yet anybody that has all their defects of character have been removed, you know, like, so it's natural to have them in a way. It's just that I can go in streams, you know, like going into the make, you know, like, so yeah, the idea is not to become a Buddhist monk or something, or even then, that, you know, like, I still, for instance, if I purchase something that I like, I might get happy, you know, and I still get excited by nice things for myself or for others. You know, I think that the idea is not kind of completely, you know, like remove the emotions of things in life, so, because it's just there, but there is kind of a good balance, you know. For instance, for me, one of the
5 minutes left.
Okay, thank you. One of the things was a little bit, you know, a good way to deal with step six is to look at the seven deadly sins, kind of give you kind of a, you know, put them things into categories. But for me, I wanted everything, so I was a little bit like greedy. Greed was kind of a big thing, but I didn't want to do much for it. So it was kind of a combination between greed and sloth. And the easy way to get stuff was credit. You know, it was great. And also, I don't know, to impress people. So there's a little bit of lust too there. You know, I wanted to be like a beacon, you know, like showing shiny objects and stuff to the world so that people will like me and come to me and stuff like that. So I still like to be, you know, like well perceived and everything, but not to the extreme. So it's a little bit, you know, like you know, having that willingness to let God, you know, like put me in, I guess, in a right size, you know, and having my emotions that are natural and they're there for a reason, that they don't cause me any pain, you know, because I think that's where the trick is, you know. And if I think it was in the previous session, but anyway, not to cross share, but if we're talking about, you know, like death in being a disease, there is kind of a physical element to the whole thing, you know. I can remember that there was kind of a rush whenever I will flash a corporate credit card or something with a group of people. Or if I had like they pay loan approved, I will have a hype, you know, at that point, you know, like that it was kind of not really that different from the emotions that I will have with alcohol and substances. So there is still a physical element that keeping my numbers and being real kind of takes out of the equation. So yeah, same goes, like I said before, you know, like trying to impress, you know, and trying to kind of keep an image of different that where what I'm really am is it's a little bit also all for me, and for it's everything is kind of related, you know, like lost and money. Yes, I guess there's a reason why you got like dollar bills in music videos and everything. It's so sexy. Money is sexy. My money is power too. So it's all linked. So thanks to the steps, I'm able to kind of diffuse that bomb. You know, diffuse all that things that are part of my story. It's also marketing that put them there. There's also the people's expectations. There's a lot of things that are there. And I'm starting just to unwind and kind of things with the help of God to disentangle all these things, that all these even beliefs and all these kind of things that are just making my life a mess. So it is a relief, and I know it's a work for life. You know, step six, I think, you know, like it's never ending. I probably will end up kind of for maybe even having to join other fellowships or doing another work. You know, I'm a hard believer that the best days are yet to come, and that everything can be improved, and that you know, if I stay close to this program, my life will improve too. You know, like and it's been happening, and I know it will continue to happen. So yeah, you know, like. I highly recommend the steps if you haven't done them.
1 minute.
Thank you. Especially because I know that the tools, that they're great too, they work for anybody. You will get out of debt, no questions asked, and your life will get better. But it's the steps that will get you that psychic change. You know, that's where, I don't know, that's my experience. You know, now I don't have the same, I used to have like a mental list of the things that I wanted to buy on payday and stuff like that. I don't have that anymore. And I didn't do anything special to get rid of those kind of patterns of thought. So it's kind of the easiest, softer way, even though it can seem a little bit challenging sometimes. But yeah, it's the best thing that I ever done. So anyway, I leave it there. Thank you.
Great, thanks, Oscar. Very good to hear you.